Begin the current tab, Mesechtes Bamitzia, Daf Tzadi Zayin. Begin on the third line down of the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf, which was speaking about the exemption that a Shoyel has, although he's chayiv even an Oitzin, things beyond his control, like it's if the animal suddenly breaks or dies, but if it happened due to the work that he was doing, where that he says, I didn't borrow it for it to just stay in the box, to stay in the cage, I borrowed to use it, and that's intrinsic for the loan, then that's what's called Mesa Machmas Melacha, and for that he's actually exempt. So the Gemara continues, illustrating cases of this halacha. Hahu gavra d'shol davla michavre. A certain person borrowed a pitcher, a pail from his friend, and it broke. Asla kamedra papa amale said to him, "Aisi sahadid leshanas beif ifter." Bring witnesses that you didn't deviate from the normal. The reason why it broke was because it happened through the utility of using the pitcher, the pail, and then your potter, because again, that's what we mentioned, is called mesa machmas malach. It broke because of the activity that was being done, since that's intrinsic to the object itself. It's not something that happened extrinsic to the work that it does. That's part of the loan that is going to be exempt. So to hahu gavra d'shol shun mechavre. Certain person borrowed a cat from his friend. Now, chabur ale achbori v'katlua. Now, mice ganged up against the cat and killed the cat. That was the case. Now, Yosef Rav Asher v'kum v'ayle. Now, Rav Asher was sitting and he was asking the following question. Ki agav namai, what's going to be the halacha in this situation? Ki mesa machmas malacha dami? Is this the same as we said in the previous case, where the normative practice of a cat is to do what it's doing, and actually it usually eats up the mice. So therefore, now that it got killed in its normative practice, that's mesa machmas malacha, and therefore the bar would be exempt. Oiloi, or maybe not. Which Tosfos wonders, what's the question? This is seemingly the classic case of literally being dying machmas malacha, where it usually takes on the mice. The question is here, is that considered, like we said in the previous halacha, if you deviate, that then you're going to be chayiv, because that's not considered mesa machmas malacha. Here we took it to a place where there's many mice. Maybe he should have expected that the mice are going to gang up and actually beat up and kill the cat. Therefore, that was the question, is this a case of mesa machmas malacha or not? So Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Hacha Amar Avimi Mehagrunya Shmeid Rava. This is what Avimi from Hagrunya said in the name of Rava, and the following metaphor. Gavri de noshi katlua, a man who women kill him, which that's not normative, the man should not be overpowered by the women. Leidina v'leidina, there's no law, there's no judges. In other words, to say that that's not something that we should expect. And same thing over here, where the fact that mice should gang up and kill the cat is not something to be expected, and therefore it's not considered deviation, and therefore he's going to be exempt because it is mesa machmas malacha. That's one version. Ikadami, those say a different version, that actually the story was that Ochel Achbari Tuva. It wasn't that the mice ganged up on the cat and killed it. It was because the cat ate too many mice, for chavel, and therefore it got overheated, umis, and then the cat died. On that, yes, Rav Ashi became ayin, but Rav Ashi was sitting and was analyzing this case. Kehai gav namai. What's the halacha in this type of situation? That Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, that Hocha Omer Avimi Ma'agrunya, this is what Avimi said from Avimi from Agrunya said, the following metaphor. Gavri de noshi katlua, a man whom women kill, meaning that he had too much intimacy, marital relations with women, and that killed them, Leidina v'leidina. There's no law, there's no judges. In other words, that's not something to be expected, that a man would get so weakened to the state of where he engaged in this activity that much that he's going to die. And therefore, the same thing's over here, where we just shouldn't expect the cat's going to get so overheated from eating all these mice and therefore die. Again, therefore, since it was what the practice normally is, that the cat eats the mice, it's not a deviation, even though it ate a lot. And therefore, it's still going to be the exemption of mesa machmas malacha. Now, Amar Rava, he says, Hayman deboy lemishal midi mechavri velifter. If someone wants to borrow something from his friend and be exempt, meaning someone to borrow is chayiv in all situations, basically, even einzin. But if someone wants to borrow and be exempt, what he should do is very simple. Namely, ashkoyin maya, he should tell the lender at the time that he's borrowing the item, do me a favor, please also, when you're giving me the item that I'm borrowing from you, please bring me a drink of water. Davashela bavailam. Where what you're doing is, at the time that you're borrowing the item, you're also borrowing the owner. You're also using his services at that same moment. That's what the Torah says in Baal Avimai. As long as he's there at the moment that you borrowed and you're using his services, then you don't have to pay. So if someone wants to be exempt, he should have the owner do something for him at the moment that he's borrowing. Now, but v'ipikeachu, but if let's say the lender is smart, then he should tell the borrower, shol bereisha v'hadash gayach. No, first borrow my item, and then I'll give you the drink. Where there, since at the moment of the loan, the owner was not working for him, therefore then the shoyl is going to be chayiv. Now Amar Rava, he says another halacha regarding this concept of ba'al avimoy, says mikru dardiki, the school teachers, shasala, someone who plants vineyards in the city for half the profits, tabacha, the city butcher, v'umna, or the town bloodletter, or safar masa, or the town barber, kulan be'idan avatayu, all these individuals, at the time that they're doing their work, kishe'ela b'bayam dami. It's if someone were to go ahead and borrow from that person when he's engaged in his work, then it would be considered as if that person, whether it be the town butcher or the town bloodletter, it's as if he's doing the work for that citizen, and therefore that person who borrowed from him is going to be exempt because it's balavima with everyone in the town. He's someone that's a town, he gets paid for by the town, and therefore when he does his services, he's actually working for everyone at that moment. So whoever borrows from him at that moment will have the exemption of balavima. Now, Amli Rabban L'Rava, the rabbis of the Beis HaMedrash, said to Rava, related to this previous halacha, Sha'alan Mar, you the master, our teacher, you're lent to us for our work, for us to learn Torah. In other words, because we sit and you teach us Torah all day, and therefore the inference they were telling him was that if we would borrow an animal from you and it would die, we would be exempt. Because not only are we borrowing from you, we also borrow your services. You work for us. You have to teach us Torah. And therefore, it's like you're lent to us, and if we would borrow from you, we would have the exemption of Baal Avimai. And that the Gemara says the Ikbid. Rava was taken affront by this statement that they said. Am Lahu, he said to them, Lafkui mimamayna kabi'isa, what, you want to take away my money? Wait, that's what you're thinking about, that if you would borrow from me, you'd be exempt and you wouldn't have to pay me back? Says Rava Adraba, to the contrary. Atun shi'iltun li, you're lent to me. If I would borrow from you, I would be exempt because you have to still sue, you have to go ahead and do what I want. And you're providing services for me. Why? Dilo ano, because regards to me, if I would want to start a new mesachta, a new tractate, that I shouldn't forget it. Mati ishtamuti l'chu memesachta l'mesachta. I, as being the Rosh Hashiva, would be allowed to have you change from one tractate to another, and you wouldn't be able to stop me. So therefore, atun lematisa l'shtamuti, you wouldn't be able to stop me. Hence, you're actually working for me. I can have you guys learn what I want to learn, which is for my situation as being the Rosh Hashiva. So actually, it's the other way around. And that thing actually concludes of Lahi. It's not like the way they said, but neither it's not exactly how Rava said it. Ihu shalahu b'yem dekala. Rava is considered as if has to provide for them, as if he's lent to them, providing them the services, what's called the yem dekala. The yem dekala was the day that he would darshan, the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, would darshan the halachas of the yamtiv, regarding the halachas of the yamtiv that's coming up, where there he cannot change the topic. He has to, as his position, as the rabbi, expound upon the halachas of the yamtiv. So he has to provide the services for them, then they would be exempt if they borrowed from him. But in hu sha'ilu lei b'shar yaymi, they are considered lent to him on all the other days, where then he could have them change whatever they're learning, and then therefore they're providing for him. So it depends when, who is considered lent to who, regarding who would be exempt borrowing from the other person because of Baal Avimai. Now the Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Merema Bar Chanina, Oigur Kad Nayasa Bechazoi, he lent a mule to the people in Bechazoi. Now Nafik Ledluye to Unabadayo, he went out to help them put the load onto the donkey that he lent them. Pashu Ba'umis. Now the workers were negligent. The ones who borrowed the donkey, they were negligent, and it died. So Aslikamei the Rava, they came from the Rava. Chayvinu, he held them liable because they were Pesheya, they were negligent. And here they are that they borrowed this donkey. So for sure, Pesheya, negligence, they're going to be Chayv. Amal Rabban L'Rava, so the Rabbi said to Rava, what Pesheya bebailam he, but why? This is a case of, although they're negligent, but at the time they borrowed the donkey, they had also engaged the services of their lender, of Merema Bar Chanina, who helped them put the load onto the donkey that they were borrowing. And therefore, there's an exemption of Bebailim. Says Gemara, Ichsef. So Rava was embarrassed, because seemingly he had Paskin incorrectly. Now, L'Seif Gloy Mils, at the end it was actually revealed, there was some data that was missing, that actually Dilemeser to Unuhu Denafik. He actually did not go out, he did not help them with the load. There was no Ba'alavima, he wasn't working for them at the time that he lent them the donkey. He actually went out to see to make sure that they don't overload the animal he's lending them, because, hey, take care, this is my donkey. I'm lending it to you, but don't overwork it. So therefore there was no Ba'alavima, and therefore it makes sense that since they were Peshea, they're going to be Chayiv. Now, regarding this incident, the Gemara asks, Hanich Lamando Amad, this incident makes sense according to the opinion that says Peshiyah Bebailim Patar. As I mentioned in previous dafim, that even when there's a negligence, but the Ptura Baal of Ima will apply. So Meshamachi Ichsev, that's why he was embarrassed when they told him, hey, how are you saying they're Chayiv? They were negligent, but there's the Ptura Baal of Ima according to the original story that they had thought that happened, that he was working for them at the time that he lent it to them. Elamando Machayiv, but according to the opinion that holds that even when you have Baal of Imai, but when it's Pshia, that then the borrower is still going to be liable. So my ex said, why was he embarrassed? So okay, so who cares the Baal of Imai? There's still Chayiv if it's a Pshia. So the Gemara says, you're right, actually, Loi Mifsha Pashu, but actually the story was different according to that Mandama. It's not that they were negligent. Elignuvi Ingiv. This donkey that they had borrowed was stolen. And it actually died in its normal way in the thief's house. On that Vaslaka made the Rava, and they came in from the Rava to hear his psak, Vechayivinu, and he held that they were liable. Because even though ultimately it died through an Einus, but even if, let's say, the Malach HaMavis would have left it, meaning the angel of death would not have killed it, it would still be where? It'd be in the house of the Ganav. And as the Gemara tells us in Perek HaMafkid, therefore, since at the moment that it's stolen, they're already chayiv in that tashlum, they're already chayiv in the liability because of Geneva and Aveda. So therefore, he said that they're going to be liable because it was stolen. Now, Amalei Rabban La Rava, that's what the Rabbanan said to Rava, what, Geneva, this theft that you're holding them liable for, Bebailim he, the original rental was with the owner. Because at the time that he rented it from Arema Bar Hanina, he was working for them at that same moment too, and that's what we learned previously in the Tzadahim and Beis, that you only need the owner working for you at the time of the loan. It doesn't have to be at the time of the incident. And so therefore, how are you saying over here regarding the Gnev and Aveda part, which could even be by case of rental that he was holding them liable for, but this is Schiris Vabailim. So even though, let's say, it dies through an Einus, and you're saying that the Einus death is not going to be an exemption for the Seicher, because many of these people that had rented it from him, because ultimately their liability is not because of the death, it's because it was stolen from them, because even if the Malach HaMavis would not have killed it, it still would be somewhere else by the thief, and they'd be liable, but that's Geneva Vabailim. And Geneva Vabailim, just like by Einus Vabailim of a Shail, is going to be exempt. So Ichsev say he was embarrassed. That says the Gemara, L'sevig Loi Milsa, and it was revealed the Lamesa to Unahu Dinafik, actually he had not gone out to help them with the load. There was no Schiris or Sheila Bavailim, whatever the case was. There was only, he went out to look, and therefore since they were either a Shoyl or a Seicher, and there's Geneva and Aveda, which both of them are Chayiv for, therefore they were liable because there was no exemption of Baal Avima, because he hadn't worked for them. He only went out to make sure they didn't overload his animal. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah of this Perek, regarding Hashayel Asapar, regarding someone who borrowed a cow. Now, however, this case is not just that he did a regular loan, but rather, as the Gemara brings three different types of variations of this halacha, he did half loan and half rental. So one case is Sholachatziyim V'sachachatziyim. This one cow, he borrowed it for half the day, but the other half of the day, it was rental. So the guy was saying, look, you know, I don't mind lending to you for a few hours, but the whole day? He's like, okay, fine. I'll borrow it for half a day, and I'll rent it for the other half a day. Or Sheila Hayyim Misarch Lamachar, one day he lent it to him, and for the other day it was a rental. Or Sachar Achas Vishal Achas, or actually he rented one, but the other one he gave him as a loan. Umesa, and then a cow dies. So Hamashalimer, so the lender says, and each one is going regarding one of the other cases. So regarding the case of where he lent him one and he rented him one, so the lender said, Sha'ula Mesa, the lent one is the one that died. Therefore, even though it's an Einus, you're going to be Chayiv, because that's the loaned one. The rented one, he's not Chayiv on Einus. Regarding the other case of where it was one cow, but it was loaned for today and rented for tomorrow, the lender says, B'yoyim Sha'isa Sha'ula Mesa, it died on the day when there was a loan. So therefore, since it was on the day of the loan, so he's Chayiv on Einus, and therefore he has to pay. Or as we continue to Amid Beis on, regarding the case of where he borrowed it for half of the day and rented it for the other half of the day, the lender says, B'shosha ha'yisa shulamesa, at that time, that hour of when it was loaned, that's when it died. So that's his claim. He's claiming that it was regarding the loaned one, and therefore the one who borrowed it from him should be chayiv of the oinus of dying. And the guy who borrowed it says, I don't know. I don't remember which cow was. I don't remember which day was. I don't know if it was when it was I had been renting it or I'd been borrowing it. Says the Mishnah Chayiv. So then the borrower, the renter, has to pay because what in called halacha, bari v'shema, bari adav. Since one is definite, the other one is unsure, the definite is better. As his claim is definite and his response is not sure, so therefore he's going to be chayiv in the oinus of the death. Now let's say the other way. Hasaycher aimer, the renter is the one who says, schura mesa. No, the one that died was the rented one. Or b'yayim shahisa schura mesa, or it was on the day that it had been rented that it died. Or in the third case, b'shosha hisa schura mesa. No, it was at the time of the rental that it died. B'halo aimer en yedea. Now the lender says, I don't know, I wasn't there, I just know one of my animals died, I don't know which one it was. So then patet, then there's going to be exempt. Again, bari b'shema, bari adav, here the other way around. That the defendant is the one who's definite, and the claimant is unsure, so therefore he's better, and therefore he's exempt. Now, let's say ze'er meshula. Let's say the lender says it was the loaned one. Ve'ze'er meshura, and the defendant says, no, it was the rented one, so they're both claiming definitely that it was whichever one worked in their favor. So in this case, yishava ha'secher sheshura meser. So the defendant, the one who is the renter, he has to swear that it was the rented one that dies, and then he'll be exempt because since it died, a renter is exempt from annoyingness like death. Now later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the shvua? What he's claiming from him, which is the borrowed one, is not what he's admitting to him, which is regarding the rented one. And where do we find written in the Torah this type of an oath? That doesn't fit into any category that we know of. There's a halacha called Moed B'Miktzis, where if someone claims 100 and you admit to 50, that you chayv a shvua, but what's the shvua that he's being chayv on? And finally, the last case is, ze'aymer any idea. Let's say both of them say, we don't know, I don't know, and I don't know. And that Allah is yachloiku, so then they split it 50-50, because the Tana of this Mishnah holds, mamana mutl basafik halkin, that when there's money in doubt, when no one knows, so then you split it 50-50. So since we don't know if it was the loaned one, and then he's chayib, or the rented one, and he's potter, so you split the loss in half. Now the Gemara infers something from the first halacha of our Mishnah, that shamet minei, we can infer that regarding the following case, if someone tells to another person, you know, there's $100 that you owe me. And the guy says, I don't know, I owe you $100? I don't recall, I don't know. Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, because that's seemingly the case of the halacha of our Mishnah. We said that if the lender tells to the renter slash borrower that, you know, the one that died is the one that was loaned to you. And the guy says, I don't know, I owe you money, I'm not sure. And the Mishnah said he's going to be chayiv. So seemingly that's the case that we just described in the Gemara when he says, you owe me $100, and he says, I don't know. Seemingly that's the halacha that you see, you're going to be chayiv. And that says the Gemara, Leimet Tavet to Yuvet, Rav Nachman. So that should be refutation of the opinion of Rav Nachman. Because Didma, we learned that this was actually a machalik. It's amirom. Mana libiyatcha. If someone goes over to someone else and says, you know, there's a mana of mine, which is a certain amount of money that you have in your hand that you owe me. Vahalo ime any idea. The other guy says, I don't know. I have no recollection. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda Amri Chayiv. They say that the defendant is liable because of this halacha concept that we said, Bari B'Shema, Bari Adav. The claimant is definite, the defendant is unsure, so then he's going to be Chayiv. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Amri Pata, they say that no, he's going to be exempt. Why is he exempt? Because that's based on halacha of Uki Mimayna Mechazki Smari. We say that the money retains in the presumptive state that it always was until we have like Edim, something that's a proof that he owes the money, and you can't remove it out of doubt. Yes, it's a doubt that he has, and the guy's claiming, yeah, for sure, you owe me the money, but we don't know, although he's bari and he's chama, but since he's the muhsik, the defendant has a chazaka on his money, even though the guy's claiming, but what proof do you have? Bring witnesses, and until he does, he's going to be exempt. So similarly, the halacha of our Mishnah refutes Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan, where they say patra, and the halacha of the Mishnah is indicating that you're going to be chayef. And that says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Because k'da'amar of Nachman, it's like Rav Nachman says elsewhere, that kagun shiesh esig shvu b'neim. It's talking about where there is already a previous situation where the defendant has to take an oath. Hachanami kagun shiesh esig shvu b'neim. Here it's also talking about where there is a situation where because of the claim that the claimant makes to the defendant, that and the defendant makes a certain response, so therefore he's chayv to make a shvua. Now the problem is he cannot make a shvua because as we explained the cases where he says, I don't know. So therefore, since there is a chiv shvua and the way he has to exempt himself is through the oath, and he cannot take it because he doesn't really know, so that's why he's going to be chayv. In other words, a classic case where a guy just says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, I don't know, then it's really like Rav Nachman that you're going to be pater, because I don't know. You can't just take away money because I don't know. But if there's, because of what he's saying, as the Gemara will explain in the next daf, creates a chiv shvu on him, so fine, you're going to be pater, but take an oath to that and say, I can't because I don't know. You can't, you don't know, the liability of the oath is on you, and then you have to pay. As the Gemara says, hechidami esik shvu. So what is this halacha known as the creation, the situation of an oath? Because the Rav, like Rav says, as we continue on top of Tzadik Chesem and Aleph, the Amar Rav, Rav says, manali biyadcha, similar to the previous case, but we'll see how that's different than the case of Rav Nachman. Someone says, there's $100 of mine that you have in your hand. Now, the defender responds, no, it's not true. I don't have $100 of yours. I only have 50. Now, that's the biblical halacha of Ma'idim Miktus, where he admits to half of the claim. So therefore, he's chayv shvua on the other 50. But what does he say? He says, Vashar ein yedeh, but I don't know regarding the other 50. Meaning, I admit this 50 that I owe you. The other 50 you're talking about, I don't recall. Says Rava, Mitech she'ini yochel l'shava, since he cannot take an oath because he says, I don't know, mishalem, so he has to pay. Meaning, usually, you could exempt yourself with a shvua, and you'll be pater. And really, that person cannot be mechayv you to pay. But since there is a situation of you having to swear and you cannot swear, so then you're going to have to pay. So as the Gemara explained in the next stuff, the same halacha applies to halacha of our Mishnah, that it's not because he's saying for sure, and he's saying, I don't know, therefore he has to pay. No, it's because of what the defendant is responding, as we'll expand the case of the Bar Mishnah, as the Gemara will explain, it's talking about more than just one cow. And since he has to take a shvu, and he can't because he's saying, I don't know, that's what he's going to have to pay.